Injury report. Dwayne Gratz and Cam Bradfield both have high ankle sprains. For Grazi, it doesn't look very good. For Cam, he's got a chance to play this weekend. We'll have to be smart with how we practice him this week. May not practice till Friday. Might be one of those type situations, and then we'll see. Brandon Diedrich, dislocated elbow, and he'll miss the remaining part of the season. For the guys that missed yesterday's game, Gino and Roy, both won't practice tomorrow. We'll see at the end of the week. You know, we'll continue on our staff to talk about what's the best thing for both those guys moving forward. Gino, Roy might be a little bit different situation. Gino, he really wants to compete to see if we can get this thing in order to give him a chance to play on Sunday. Sip came out of the game okay. Did a nice job in the game. He's got that thigh quad. He did have a foot contusion too, but both seem to be in order, and he should be in good shape for this week for practice. But, we had a little different week this week with the holidays, so we'll practice tomorrow. We'll use that. Instead of having the players day off tomorrow, we'll practice tomorrow, and then they'll have Wednesday off just to give them a little bit of time. It works out with the days of the week and the schedule and how it fits together, so we're going to utilize that. As far as the game, I want to start out with the special teams first. I thought our special teams, there's some critical times. The blocked extra point obviously was critical in the game. We had a partially blocked punt too. I know it doesn't go down as a block, but they did get their hand on it, end up, didn't affect us. We still got some yardage off of it. But other than those things, a guy like Leon Washington held a minus 1 yards on punt return. He's an explosive guy. I've been with him for a while, know what he brings to the table. That was an area of us that we had, we knew what he could do. And so to come out of the game with that, it was a great job by our special teams. 4 touchbacks, on kickoff. Excellent job by Josh Scobie. So, and Brian Anger, 2 punts inside the 20, 45.8-yard average, whatever was the case. So, overall, pretty good job. That extra point really stands out to where we just got to get that correct. And we'll talk more. I'm sure you have some questions on that. Offensively, the time of possession hurt us. Tennessee really controlled the clock, had it for 36 minutes, which in turn, our offense had 10 possessions. Throughout the game, 2 of which were 2-minute situations. Another one was after an interception. So each half had 5 possessions. We didn't get as many possessions as we would have liked. We did see some bright spots. Mercedes continues to show us stuff on tape. Had a good game. I know he had 5 targets, 4 receptions for 50 yards. Did some really good things in the pass game and continues to do really well at the point of attack. Mike Brown, 6 targets, did some good things on tape. Running the ball, when you look at running the ball, I think, and we talked about, when you get over 100 yards, it's because of the number of explosive runs that you have. We didn't have any explosive runs. And that came back to, that's what hurt us in the run game. I thought Mojo did a nice job for being, having the injury he did and to come back as quickly as he did. Still not 100%, but performed really well, got some tough yards. For the most part when we needed him. But really appreciate what he did. Chad Henne, efficient, made some nice throws, still had some pressure on him, made some critical plays in critical situations, threw 2 touchdowns, had the interception at the end. Obviously, there's always times we can, improve some decision-making, but for the most part, pleased with what he did. The 4th-and-1 point of attack play, what I saw was guys, when they had the opportunity, they made some plays. Even Lamar came in there, made a play at a critical time. I saw that happen throughout the game. The 4th-and-1 was a critical time. We'd like to get that one back and have executed. Defensively, the time of possession. The defense was on the field too much, and some of that is our own doing. They had 7 explosive plays, 3 explosive runs. There's some good things. The first half, thought we played pretty well. Had a good goal line stand there, in the first half. Third down was much improved. 3 for 13 they were for 23% improvement in that area. 3 sacks. We're continuing to try to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback. You're feeling that some from our defensive line. 181 yards passing. You looked at the stat that we talked about per attempt, per completion. Anything under 10 and 5 is good. We were at 10.6 per completion, 7.0 per attempt. Like to get that number knocked down, but for a quarterback that has the ability to have 400-yard games, high 300s, pretty good in the passing game. The run game, 44 carries, 181 yards. The yards per carry, right around 4 yards, but whenever a team runs it that many times, they feel like they have control in the run game. That's what we had to take a look at. We did. And looking at it, I felt like we didn't get off blocks as well as we've had in the past. There were some plays where, you know, a D lineman won the point of attack, but the ball ran right by his arm, which that happened more than once, a couple times. And those are the plays that we have to make. When you get off, you have to get off a block, and to do that, shock, shed, make the play. There were some plays that ended up being, even though only 3 explosive plays, those turned into 7-8 yard plays, and you know that's what came back to get us. I thought JT played pretty well for his first time playing over 60 plays. There's some things we'll get corrected, but I think overall with the game, that's what this opportunity presented. We got young guys playing for the first time, and we saw growth from them through the game. And that will only help us, I think, in this coming week's game. Okay, open up for questions.
How many missed tackles yesterday?
I don't have the total number, but we did have some. You know, I can't give you the exact number
now. You said you had 14 last week.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that many.
No, you know what? And there was some that I think at the point of attack, Ryan, there were plays that we could have where we make the tackle, it's for 1 yard or 2 yards. They didn't make the tackle, linebackers fell off along with the safeties, and they had 6. So I don't know if it was so much a missed tackle, it was we didn't even get a chance to tackle at times. So it'd be interesting to find out. I do not have that number right now.
What was your impression of how the receivers played for you yesterday?
Pretty good. You know, Mike Brown, we know what we're getting from him. You know, strong competitor. The touchdown play that he had, he did a great job on that. I think overall, you know, even Kerry made some nice plays. He continues to grow in this offense. So, an ace, you know, competed. So, I think, you know, we know what they have. We know what they're bringing. I think they're getting closer to where they're playing, up to their ability, and playing it consistently.
Maurice came out of the game okay?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Okay. Do you think he'll get back to more of a regular duty next week?
Well, I think we still have to be smart with him. You know, this week, if Tuesday was a padded practice, he probably would not be able to practice. But looks like tomorrow we may go again, just walkthrough mode, and then you'll see us come back on Thursday. What I'm thinking now is to get the helmets back on, so that should allow him to practice tomorrow.
Can you talk about the month Andre has had? I think he's got 5 sacks in the last 6 games. What the keys have been.
Right. Andre is playing with tremendous spirit right now. I think he's, you know, it's coming together. He's his effort has really improved, like we said, all year long. And I think he's got a comfort level now. And I think now the next step is to challenge him. Okay, you're getting closer to where, you know, when we talk about raising the bar. Now let's re-raise that bar, and let's take the next step. And that's the challenge in front of him. But he's played very spirited, has done a good job leading. He's taken guys under the wing. We had a young man we just picked up, and Andre took him to the side and was coaching him up on the sideline during practice. You know, so we're really seeing him head in the right direction.
How much more room for growth does he have?
I think he's got tremendous room for growth, tremendous room. I think... you know, at that spot, you know, we talked about that Leo spot, you having a chance to, you know, get more opportunities when you're a Leo. And I think he's seeing that. And I think he sees that there's great opportunities there and you can be very productive at that spot. So now it's just continue.
What, Puzleslie wasn't on the field for that touchdown at the end. Was he banged up or something?
Yeah. He had a couple. He had to add some okay. stitches.
Did that have anything to do with any of the breakdowns?
No.
When the young guys, is really the number one thing you got to get out of these kids, you know, like Thomas and Little Bailey and Tom, just consistency?
Consistency. That's exactly right. You know, Jordan Miller, there was a couple times when he got reached, in the gap and lost his gap. And then the second half, I'm watching, and he had three opportunities and played his gap and did a nice job. You know, but it was like, okay, you just got to do it all the time, all the time. And there's going to be times when guys get reached, you know, but we just need to limit that. Instead of, you know, every once in a while it happens to where it's 3-2, you know, that's what we're seeing right now. So, and that's what happens sometimes with younger players, especially if they're getting their first opportunity.
But you kind of know going in, though, that it's not going to be there right away.
We know that there's a chance.
Kind of have to balance it.
Yeah, I think that we go in there with two lines of thought. Do we have to do anything different? And I think the challenge is not to overreact and based off what could happen. I think that we also, the other thing that we go into and saying, there's going to be some stories that take place. Guys are going to surprise you. Guys are going to step up and make plays that maybe you didn't think were going to happen, could happen. So the only way that does happen is to let them play the techniques that they're accustomed to playing. So you have to go into it with that mindset too. But, you know, I think, you know, the consistency is the big part.
Four straight games with a touchdown for Mercedes.
Yeah.
Is it just to kind of like you guys figured out that he can go get jump balls?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know what, and then I think too somewhat with some of the injuries that we've had, he's become more targeted, and he's shown that he's making plays. It's really difficult to find a good Y-type tight end that's really a good blocker at the point of attack. Mercedes is unique there. He does a really, really good job at that position. I think we're finding out more is his hands and his ability to make plays, but I think he's in a zone to where he feels real confident in his abilities, and he's stepping out of the normal box maybe that he felt he was in, and I think that's really cool to see with him. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
What is Will Blackman and Alan Ball, how have they helped the young guys in the secondary?
Well, they're both experienced. I say, you know, even Will more. Will's playing a lot of games, and you know, I think the DB group is really close. I think they feel like Alan and Will have this role, and the younger guys gravitate towards them and are really taking all the information in. And then I think they compete well as a unit. And, you know, they may get us a couple times, but it's not lack of effort or being competitive. It's just sometimes learning the game. You know, Grazi, you know, on a glance route, you know, the transition is so important. And he came to the sideline and said, now I know what we're talking about, that transition. That's it. You're understanding it. He's here. It happened in a game. And then, you know, to respond to it.
This is a couple times Mojo has played through some, he's pretty serious stuff this year. How impressed are you with his ability?
I was really impressed yesterday because I know he wasn't 100%. And first of all, that he wanted to come in and play and was going to do everything he could to be ready to play. And then to go out there and play like he did with that injury, I think told a lot to our team.
Hey, you challenged the spot.
Yeah.
How tough are those to get windows?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to get that. At that point in time, you know, we didn't know. We were waiting to see if they were going to give him a first down. But to challenge a spot, we would have had to call a timeout at that time anyway. So we just threw the flag. We knew we were going to use a timeout. So why not throw the flag and check it? And we were still going to call a timeout at that time anyway.
Last game of the season was do you worry about guys just trying to get to the finish line? Do you think they'll still be on the
field? I think that's a legit concern. I do not feel that with our team. I did not feel that after the game in the locker room. I think that, you know, I think that they feel like we made really good improvement. We put ourselves in position to be there to capture some of these opportunities. And I think that that's their mindset and that's their style. And I think they say, here's another opportunity. We're going to finish. We are going to finish. We're going to finish strong. And, you know, that's more the mindset I feel. So I know that's maybe a concern across the league. It's something to at least think about, but I don't feel that with our guys.
Will you IR all these guys Saturday if they can't play?
No.
Fill out the roster?
No.
Dedrick, even though he's already out?
I can't say exactly what we're going to do, but we're not. I would say even though a possibility a guy can't play on Sunday does not necessarily mean we'd IR.